board games.
Yeah, come on.
They've never been at our house for Monopoly.
No, it's how are families going to scream at each other if they're not competitive?
That's right.
Board games. We weren't Indeed. Always competitive. Our generation was taught to stop, collaborate. Listen.
Oh, why did I not see that one coming?
Yes, indeed. So you hold your hands. Hold hands now, everybody, and we'll get started. Well, hey, the Taste coming up here soon, Casey.
We do. We have the Taste this Saturday. We have limited tickets available. So if you want one of those tickets that are going very fast, you can stop by EmporiaMainStreet.com, or you can stop by the office at 727 Commercial Street. Again, we're getting close to a sellout, so if you want to come this weekend to a fantastic event with Kansas wineries, breweries, distilleries, local food options, it's a blast. Get your tickets soon. We also have the Shop Hop that's coming up on April 20th. There's a variety of different businesses that are participating in that event. So you can stop by participating locations and take part in in-house drawings, and each stop will have a prize of at least $20 in value. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for the list of participating businesses and to check out more information on that event. May 4th is all the events happening at the same time in the downtown area, so we're excited for Cinco de Mayo and the Dynamic Disc Open and La Grind, and there's like eight other things happening in town adjacent to downtown that day. And we hope that all the disc golfers are more accurate than the Stormtrooper on Star Wars Day.
No kidding.
Everything is downtown or downtown adjacent, right?
Exactly. It's going to be a blast. We are sending out our next round of soldier care packages, so thank you to everybody that came in to donate to the local soldiers that are deployed overseas. We're working with KVUE and IM Design Group on the second edition of Beyond the Banners, and we'll be reaching out to a variety of different people for that activity in the coming weeks and months. So we're excited to get to that. I think our initial plan was to do that in 2020, and things happened. So it's time to get that ramp back up. And you may have seen on the news, there is the hype team that Jessica Buchholz has been spearheading to spread advocacy about our small businesses and events and activities and all the good things that are happening with some of our different local entrepreneurs that you can join. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for that. And they have the Hype Hounds edition that you can also check out online. Where you can get your furry friends involved. We're also getting ready to start up this year's Adopt-A-Garden project, so transitioning those different gardens with all sorts of different volunteers to get those up and looking great. The Veterans Banner Lottery applications will be opening soon for those people that want to get involved, and there are tons of other events that are coming up with the Flatland Cruisers Car Show and Unbound Gravel and just a ton of other things that you can find on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com.
Wow. And that's just a little sampling of what's going on at Emporia Main Street. So the Hype Hounds, exactly what is a Hype Hound going to be doing, Casey?
Well, think of them as spokesmodels, dog spokesmodels for the different events and activities that are going on in the community. So you'll be able to get your doggos involved and showcase some of the cool things that are happening in pet-friendly businesses or other events in town.
Well, they certainly catch your eye, yeah. That's for sure.
Let's hope that's all they catch.
So how did we end up on the top Main Street in America through USA Today? Where are we at on that?
So we will find out the final rankings on the 17th. So we have 7 days left, and then USA Today will make their announcement. We were one of the smaller communities that were involved. Yeah. I know Howell said, we're a community of 10,000. We're like, you're a suburb of Detroit.
Yes.
I'm really proud of all the people that advocated for Emporia and Emporia Main Street in particular, and it was an honor being nominated from some national experts that are keeping close tabs of what we do at Emporia Main Street to improve our local economy.
Okay, so the voting is done then.
Voting is done.
Okay. Yep. All right, well, we'll be anxiously awaiting. I know it will be a finish at top or near the top, I would think, because Emporia Main Street was doing very well.
Top three. I don't think he dipped any more than third for the entire thing. So hopefully there's a final push to push it over the top.
All right.
Yep, that's our hope, too.
Casey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Casey.
Thank
you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us. Of course, Casey joins us every other week for an Emporia Main Street update on KVOE Live. And local 652, 47 degrees. There is the lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by our friends at Citizens State Bank. Of course, with 10 convenient Emporia area locations to serve their great customers, Citizens State Bank. And let's head to Walnut Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Hello, my name is Angeline Correa from Walnut Elementary School. On Wednesday, April 10th, breakfast will be pancake minis with fruit, juice, and our lunch choices for